question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Robert, Mary with you now for our personal connection segment of today's two-hour live broadcast, and we're sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
If our current circumstances have made one thing clear, it's the reality that you just never know when it comes to emergency travel situations. If you are planning a vacation or an important trip at some point in the future, don't put your investment or well-being at risk. Do what we do. We do suggest that you purchase travel insurance from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable, and it's going to give you a lot of protection in a lot of different ways.
It really is. There are different types of coverage to protect your specific travel needs. One that we feel is worth considering is cancel for any reason. Whatever you choose, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, if you're a longtime listener, you may recall hearing Deb and Dave Buskill on with us discussing their travel adventures. They've seen more than 100 countries on all seven continents. They are award-winning travel bloggers, better known as the Planet D. Their March travel schedule was impacted by this pandemic gripping the world. They crossed several borders along the way to finally make it home. So let's get right to that show hotline for today's personal connection segment and welcome back Dave and Deb.
Hello, Deb and Dave. It's nice to have you back on America's number one travel radio show with Mary and me today.
Hey, thanks for having us. We are happy to be here as we're locked down here in Canada at home, self-isolating.
Well, we're all staycationing. There we are, I guess. So listen, you know, the personal connection series of our program typically involves some sort of travel challenge or a transformational travel story or some way we connect to it, I guess, if you will. And based on what we've heard about your March travels so far, it's certainly been an adventurous month for you of a different sort, to say the least. So we understand you were down in Mexico earlier in the month, and upon returning to Canada, you saw the news building about the pandemic that's going on right now and immediately called your parents in Florida. What was your message to them, Deb, and how did they receive it?
Well, when we got back, we had seen a big shift in what happened while we were in Mexico, and we thought we should phone my mom and dad and see how they're doing. And their first thing was, well, mom's a little worried, but we're moving on. We have a shuffleboard tournament this weekend. And right away I said, you can't go do a shuffleboard tournament. You two are supposed to be distancing. Social distancing was the word last week about it, staying away from everybody. And then as we got talking more and more by the end of the conversation, they said, you know what, I think we should go home. So Dave and I, we were in Toronto at the time, and we booked a ticket home. They had just sold their place in Florida, so they had to bring all of their belongings home. So they had a truck that they had and their car. So Dave and I drove the truck home for mom and dad and followed them home while they drove their car.
Okay, what a trek.
So it was quite the adventure.
Yeah, it sounds like it, and I'm very glad that you convinced them not to do that shuffleboard game. So listen, Dave, you guys went down, you picked up her parents, you drove back in two cars, long trek back to Ontario last weekend on the 14th.
Correct.
How was the scene in Florida? Were there a lot of snowbirds leaving? Did you find it to be chaotic, or was it too calm?
Actually, at the beginning, when we actually left Florida, it was actually quite busy. Once we got up the coast a little bit in Florida, Daytona Bike Week had finished. So I guess the news was there, everybody get home as fast as they can. So it was quite busy up into the border of Florida. But then after that, really, the drive was pretty quiet. So I think we got out before our Canadian Prime Minister told all of the snowbirds to get home. So we kind of beat that mass exodus of the snowbirds.
Right, which I'm sure there was one this week when that news came out. So I did see in your writings that when you got into the Carolinas, I can't recall if it was South Carolina or North Carolina, that you had an experience, I think, in a hotel where somebody was wearing gloves, or you thought they were taking the warnings more seriously. Was that the case?
Yeah, when we were in Florida, when we landed at the airport, we saw it seemed like a very really laid-back vibe, and nobody seemed to be taking it seriously. But once we got into South Carolina, we checked into the hotel for the night, and the clerk was wearing gloves, surgical gloves, and, you know, they kept their social distancing, and I was really impressed. I thought, okay, maybe something really has shifted just in the 24 hours since we flew in from Toronto. So I think that was pretty impressed with all of that.
So how was that I-95 traffic as you were ahead of? Mary and I have done that trip from Florida to New York, where we are. Not a lot of fun, even when there's not a pandemic.
Exactly.
Yeah. I-95 was crazy busy, but then once we switched, actually, and went on to I-77, and that's when things really slowed down and took the nice, easier drive home without the traffic.
All right. So, you know, I know this week We clearly had the announcement of the U.S.-Canadian border that was closing. That came on Thursday. Just yesterday on Friday, we had that the U.S.-Mexico border is being closed. I know you all made it back. Obviously, you're here talking to us right now. I'm curious, you know, how that border crossing experience was and what kind of questions were you asked?
Actually, the border crossing was quite quick. We weren't asked a whole lot of questions. We weren't, we weren't swabbed or anything. We were just asked basically, you know, have you been in contact with anyone who has been sick? Do you feel ill yourself? And that's about it. And they were handed a small sheet of paper that told us about the coronavirus, and he sent us on our way. So it was very uncomplicated and pretty lax, if I want to get right down to it.
Yeah, and I think it's because we beat the rush. We got in on Sunday night, and it was the next day, actually. That's when they did the state of emergency here in Canada, and that's when really things started shifting. So I think we just got in time before everything started closing up and getting tighter.
I don't know if you two can answer this question for us, but, you know, we've seen reports that the Canadian insurance companies, they've actually warned people right now about a March 23rd date, that's what we're hearing about. So on Monday, that being a deadline, that if they're not back in Canada, that they, you know, may not be covered. Are you hearing that?
Yeah, that's the rumor is here. Well, actually, that is. They when they declared the state of emergency, they gave everyone 10 days to get home reasonably. Now, obviously, I think that's going to change for people that are stuck in Morocco or the Philippines. But if you can make it home, they're not going to cover you if you decide to stay. So that's pretty scary for Canadians because that's our health insurance. If we get down there, naturally, I would think that they would help American citizens, of course, before a Canadian who's there on insurance, so the Canadians could pay some big money if they decide to stay.
Certainly.
I think that was a big motivator for people getting home quickly.
Oh, yeah, I would think it certainly was. You know, so I want to ask both of you right now. You were both interviewed by the CBC in Canada when you returned, and one of the quotes that, Deb, I believe you were asking was talking about common sense. I think we're seeing this week, certainly it's disappointing, paid a little bit less now. You know, maybe people weren't using common sense, so it wasn't common. You quoted, and I want to just share this with everybody, when a warning is in effect, I get out when I can. With everything that we've been seeing, whether people on beaches in Florida, Alabama, California earlier in the week, any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I definitely take warnings seriously. I looked at it as a hurricane warning. If there was a hurricane in the Bahamas coming in again, I wouldn't be flying to the Bahamas because I have a vacation planned. I would stay home. So that's how I look at the coronavirus. If you are warned by your government that you should get home, I would take that seriously because after that warning came out and you have reasonable time to get home, I can sort of see why officials would say, well, hey, we gave you lots of warning and you had the means to get home. So,
and I feel that, you know, if you're actually given the option to get out of a situation, then you should take it. You know, if you've been warned that it could get this bad and it could get this way, then why would you stay down there and subject yourself to something that could happen? If you have the opportunity to get home and get to a safe place in a reasonable amount of time, then you should do it.
And the impact you're having on others.
We agree 100%. Yeah. So, listen, Dave and Deb, we all love to travel, but of course we all find ourselves staying put for a while. Have you determined, let's end on a high note, your next adventure as soon as this is over? Anything inspiring you?
Oh, I think that our next adventure, we've been talking to coming to California. So let's hope that California, they're doing the real staying at home social, you know, what's the word that they're doing right now?
They're staying,
sheltering in place.
Sheltering in place, yeah. So we have a BMW fun drive that we're doing down there. So let's hope that we get to go there because we love coming into California and we love coming back into the States when we can.
Well, I think, you know, you guys have certainly traveled a lot. As people are listening right now across the U.S. and up into Canada, anything that you may want to share with them, you know, just on, either on travel, maybe your experiences this week, just thoughts in general of what you're hearing on the media?
Well, I'm saying let's just stay positive. I know it can be tough social distancing, but Dave and I have said it's the best time in all of history that we're stuck at home. We all have ways to communicate with each other. We can FaceTime, we can Skype, we can watch great travel movies on Netflix.
You can listen to this national radio show across the country.
You can listen to your radio show.
That's right.
Definitely today.
That's exactly right.
It's also a great time to just dream about travel.
Yeah,
get out there, look at some great photos, check out great travel movies. you know, be inspired by different blogs and websites out there, you can still think about and dream about travel.
Well, Dave, there are no shortage of great photos on your Instagram page, the Planet D.
Yeah, and folks, listen, I would encourage you to just go to the website today because, again, you're listening to the radio show. You can also go to theplanetd.com. You can click over to all of their social media and all the photos. So, Deb and Dave, we're glad you are home safely. Thank you for sharing a little bit of your adventurous travel week with us, and we'll have you back on again soon. Stay safe, okay?
Thanks, guys. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
You too. Take care, guys.
All right. I'm glad that Deb and Dave are home safely. PlanetD.com. Check them out, folks. Love the passion that they have. Really do. We'll have them back on, and hopefully we'll be talking about many, many good things involving their travels. Right now, it's time for us to pause for a few commercial messages from our sponsors. During the break, we're going to have Bobby Patch Rudy back in with us, so stick around. There's more RM World Travel coming right up.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.